And now, our interesting exclusive feature, Pearson to Person, whereby Mr. Edward R. Pearson, through the magic of television, drops in on celebrities in every walk of life. And there he is, all ready over there in his easy chair. Roadmap in one hand, carton of cigarettes in the other, Mr. Edward R. Pearson.
Good evening. Tonight, through the magic of television, we're going to visit one of the nation's favorite, most beloved entertainers, Mr. Arthur Guffey. And that'll be on his farm down in Virginia. Are the cameras ready? They're ready? Here we are.
Hello, Ed.
Hi, Art. Nice of you to let us drop in on you like this.
Well, I'm glad to see you there. I'm glad to have you here, Ed.
How's the weather down there, Arthur?
Just fine, Ed. When I flew down in my private Constellation this afternoon...
That's all right, Arthur. That's okay.
You don't want to hear about my plane? It was a gift, you know, from the Secretary of Horticulture.
Never mind, Arthur. Not right now.
You're just jealous. You don't have a plane, do you, Ed?
Arthur, how about showing us around your farm down there? We'd like to be very interested.
Well, all right, Ed. In this building here is where I keep my souvenirs that my radio friends keep sending to me. In through this door here... Shut that door! It's feeding time there. Let's come back to that a little later on.
All right, Arthur. Arthur, what's that that we see over there to the left, just behind you?
That's a little souvenir the Secretary of the Navy gave me as a memento of World War II, of the end of World War II. That's the battleship Missouri.
Very lovely.
Had to flood out that whole valley to float her there. Say hello to Ed there, will you, fellas?
Hello there. Hello there, men. Hello. Nice to see you boys, too.
Nutty bunch.
More mementos in that building behind you there, Arthur.
Yes, Ed. That's my wax museum. In there are life-size reproductions of everybody who's ever worked for me.
Oh?
Julius LaRosa, Archie Blyer, Marion Marlowe, Frank Parker.
Now, are these life-size reproductions, Arthur? I mean, are
yes, they go back and forth on a track at the end of the building there. That's my shooting gallery.
Very good, Arthur. Well, Arthur, now that you have all this, you are indeed one of the greatest phenomenons in the entertainment business. Your annual income is in the millions.
Yes.
You have everything. You have love and respect and money. Arthur, what do you do for enjoyment and relaxation? That's one thing I know.
One thing, Ed. I love flying. Right at the end of a hectic day at the studio there when everybody's been hollering at me for this and for that, I love to fly. I love to get out here in this very field on my farm here and start flapping my arms like this and run down the field here and flap some more and fly. So long, Ed.
So long, Arthur. Well, there he goes, friends. You can see him up there, up among his feathered friends, proving again that Arthur Guffey is for the birds. And again, thank you, and good night.